The Monteith Library on Detroit's Far East Side looks more like a church than a library. Its stone exterior and stained glass window panels evoke a Gothic cathedral. Inside, you can spot lots of the little ornate details that you find so often in 1920s Detroit architecture. When Monteith opened in 1926, it served a thriving East Side community that was assimilating a diverse array of immigrant families. But the neighborhood slowly began to empty out in the mid-century, a process of decay that's only accelerated ever since. Now the Monteith Library is remarkable, not only because it's a beautiful building, but a beautiful building in one of the city's most devastated communities.
This is like the Alamo. It's the last stand standing.
That's Jay Henderson with Friends of the Monteith Library.
And if we don't win this one, the case is, what else is there? The community center is gone. Some of the houses is gone, but this library still stands tall.
Henderson says the library is far more than a building in this community. It's a refuge and a safe haven, especially for kids. Monteith's spacious upstairs used to be the children's room. Today, the space hosts a number of community activities. The East Side Tutoring Program helps kids with their homework. And twice a week, mats get rolled out on the floor for martial arts practice. Ivy Hadley brings her three kids from across town for the free karate classes. She's furious that these activities will be displaced and possibly canceled when the library closes.
How the kids gonna stay out of trouble when you're taking things from them? You gotta occupy their minds, you know? And I try my best to find things to occupy the minds of my kids so they can stay out of trouble.
Leroy Lewis is a high school senior who grew up in the neighborhood. He says he used the library for just that purpose.
I would come use the computers for school projects. I would check out books and magazines. Like, when I was, like, bored or whatever, I would read a lot.
I see what you mean.
Downstairs, Monteith hums with quiet activity. The computer terminals are almost all occupied, yeah. Something staff members say is typical. For many people in impoverished neighborhoods like this one, the library is the only place where they can get access to a computer. But like in all libraries, there are the folks who just like to come here and read. And it's easy to see why people would like doing that in this stately old library. While the building is old, Monteith looks like it's in good shape. That's partly because the Junior League of Detroit has made some major investments in the building. It did a lot of restoration work and bought the library new computers and furniture. Friends of the Monteith's Jay Henderson says that's another good reason to keep the library open.
If you have a group that's willing to make that kind of commitment, why would you take it away? What are the reasons, unless there is some agenda that we don't know?
But Detroit library officials say there's no agenda, just a budget gap that will only keep growing as revenues keep declining. This week, library backers pleaded for a reprieve to rustle up more funds to keep the building open. Library Commissioner Jonathan Kinlock says those efforts are well-intentioned, but they come too late.
We cannot operate based upon maybes right now. The city of Detroit, and particularly the library's finances, are flying off of a cliff. And so we have to make sound business decisions.
Kinlock and the commission stood firm, and for now, plans are for the doors to close forever. And that's crushing to people like Davina Brooks, who often brings her eight children to Monteith.
If they turn their backs on it, if nothing else, that's the last thing. The grocery stores have closed. The schools have closed. Where are they to go?
Brooks says it will be dismal to see the beautiful, historic building her kids have come to know as a window on the world become, in her words, just another boarded-up, vacant building in Detroit. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.